This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Hey, 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 it's opening day at Woodbine today. Welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Larry and I can hardly contain ourselves. We are so excited. First up, Kelly Tyson, Woodbine's Director of Marketing, Events, and Experience. She has a big job and she does it really well. She'll be joining us in moments to tell us what's in store on this day of celebration as Woodbine's thoroughbred season officially kicks off, and a look ahead to some pretty incredible events, including Woodbine's fifth annual Kentucky Derby Party next Saturday. And then there is the incredible Robert Geller, the voice of Woodbine Thoroughbred Racing. Can't wait to hear his dulcet tones again as he prepares to call his first race of 2024 at Woodbine. I wonder if he's nervous. Nah, such a pro and so well-versed when it comes to horse racing. We are thrilled to welcome back to Ponies 24/7 the lovely and talented Linda Rainey from the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame. Earlier this week, the class of 2024 was unveiled. Linda will bring us up to speed on this year's Hall of Fame achievers, many of whom we've had as guests here on Ponies 24/7. And finally, he's back. I'm so happy. My co-host Larry Simpson will once again try to sniff out some potential betting gems at Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, and other North American tracks racing today with our Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. It's going to be one heck of a great show. Please get your HPI and Dark Horse accounts ready to go for some heavy-duty action. When we come back, Larry Simpson will join us with our show feature, in case you missed it, Ponies 24/7's recap of the week that was in horse racing news, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. More from the track when we come back on 105.9 The Region.
Go from dark horse to winner. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com. Available on Android and Apple devices.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA provides members and their hardworking employees with medical insurance, pensions, benevolence, negotiations with racetracks, and government, and provides vital industry information to the horse people. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big M's exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app, and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Lymphoma Canada and Ponies 24/7 recommend that you don't horse around with lymphoma. Lymphoma affects the lymphatic system of both horses and humans, and currently there are over 100,000 Canadians living with the disease. Lymphoma is also the most common cancer diagnosis for adolescents and young adults. Visit lymphoma.ca/ponies to donate to the Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma campaign. With your help, we can promote early detection, assist newly diagnosed patients, and support lymphoma research.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. I'm Ann Romer, and it's always so much fun to introduce you to my co-host Larry Simpson and our In Case You Missed It, a look at the week that was in horse racing news and sponsored by RS Bulk Propane. And Larry, hello.
Hello.
And a big announcement out of the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame earlier this week.
Yeah, they listed their class of 2024 inductees, and I'll just go over it quickly. The standardbred division, there's Dr. Moira Gunn, Sylvain Filion, the Horse Be a Magician, Dr. Ian Moore, Ross Cowboy Curran, Ed Tracy, and then the class of 24 Thoroughbred were Glenn Todd, Starship Jubilee, which was a horse that Kevin Attard trained. Patrick Husbands was jockey, Channel Maker, Danny Vella, and Richard Grubb. So a who's who's of horse racing, and we actually have Linda on the show later on to talk a little bit more about these people.
That's exciting. And from coast to coast, from British Columbia to PEI,
that's
really
right.
Well represented in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Larry. And that's, in case you missed it, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7 and our new feature, Road Trip. Our look at one of the showcase races this weekend, and powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice. This week, Larry, we're going to Toronto so I don't have to pack my bags.
That's right, Ann. Road Trip takes us to opening day at Woodbine today, home to the $125,000 Star Shoot Stakes for three-year-old fillies, and at a distance of 6 furlongs on the Tapeta surface. The first stakes race of the Woodbine Thoroughbred season, the Star Shoot was first run at Greenwood Raceway in 1956, and was named for Star Shoot, the sire of the great horse Sir Barton. The race was then run at Fort Erie Racetrack from 1967 through to 1975, before moving to its present location at Woodbine in 1976. Of interest is the Star Shoot Stakes has been run at various distances, 6 furlongs in 1956, and then from 1967 to the present, 6.5 furlongs in 1957, and 7 furlongs from 1958 until 1966. Friend of the show Sandy Hawley leads all jockeys with 5 wins. The Great Winfields Farm was top owner and also with 5 wins. And no surprise, Winfields trainer Pete McCann had the most wins in the Star Shoot Stakes as a trainer, 5. Today sees a competitive field of 7 fillies vying for the winner's share of the $125,000 purse, including number 2, Mystic Lake, who hails from the barn of Safi Joseph Jr., and arrives at Woodbine today with 3 races under her belt so far in 2024. Mystic Lake actually is no stranger to Woodbine, having broken her maiden last September at 6 furlongs over the Tapeta surface, and then followed up that victory with a second-place finish in the Glorious Song in October, and then a third-place finish in the Grade 3 Mazarine Stakes last November, all at Woodbine. Mystic Lake brings to today's Star Shoot Stakes speed, and plenty of it, and looks to be the controlling speed in today's event, and trainer Safi Joseph Jr. adds Lasix to this girl today, and is 23% with that move, and brings in jockey Tyler Connor to ride. And Tyler was aboard Mystic Lake in the Glorious Song and Mazarine last year. So come and catch her today, Woodbine Race 8, the Star Shoot Stakes, number 2, Mystic Lake.
I'm sold. Thank you, Larry. And that's Road Trip, powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years, and as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. A huge welcome to Woodbine's Kelly Tyson. She is Director of Marketing Events and Experience and joining us on opening day. Good to have you with us. This is quite an exciting day, and it must be for you, Kelly.
Yes, thank you. Good to be here as well. We are very, very excited to be welcoming our guests back for opening day today.
Let's talk about opening day. It's always such a special time of the year where people are always saying, well, next week's opening day and it's coming. It's like Christmas, I guess you could say, right? So what is it that makes it, you know, so special for people?
Well, at Woodbine, it's very special for us because we are excited to welcome back not only our guests, but many of our staff members as well. We are bringing new staff members on to support all of the new dining spaces that we have. We've done refreshes in our Woodbine Club dining room, in our Post Parade dining room, and we've also opened a brand new space called Turf Lounge, which is for special events, and we're actually hosting a special event in that space today. So lots of very exciting changes afoot at Woodbine. We've got a brand new video board as well that all of our guests are very, very excited about. So it's a very exciting time for us, and yes, it is sort of like Christmas, but we're looking forward to the start of the season.
Unwrapping the presents. And Kelly, tell me this. You mentioned welcoming back the guests. Are you thinking, anticipating that there will be new fans coming this season?
That's our hope. So this year we are unrolling a new offering for different types of groups. So we've got a new space. I just mentioned Turf Lounge. So this is available for guests to host private events, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, retirement parties, all types of events are welcome to be hosted there. And with our new video board, that also opens the possibilities to host different types of events that could bring new demographics to the track as well. Maybe showing a hockey game or a baseball or basketball game. And just getting people familiar with horse racing and Woodbine Racetrack.
Smart, very smart.
Let's talk about next Saturday, and you've got a Kentucky Derby party, right? Talk about that. What's the cost? Is there tickets available still? And how does it work?
Absolutely, great question. So yes, next Saturday, May 4th, we're hosting a Kentucky Derby party at Woodbine in our new Turf Lounge space. We have tickets available, and you can purchase them at woodbine.com or via Ticketmaster. And it's $110 per person, and this includes gourmet food, beautiful views of the track, and a feature cocktail, of course, the mint julep, which is the official drink of the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about another event, but it's actually taking place today. I read in the news yesterday that Premier Ford and Mayor Chow are going to attend the ceremonial reopening of Woodbine Cares Community Garden at the track. Tell us about that and the significance of it. And does it sort of pump up the volume to have dignitaries like the Premier and the Mayor of Toronto in attendance?
Yeah, so it's a very exciting moment for us to be reopening the community garden. This was a strong focus before we had to close it for COVID, just to bring community members into the fold of Woodbine. So we're so excited to be opening this newly refreshed community garden, and even more so excited to be hosting our various dignitaries.
Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Like, how long have you been at Woodbine, and you know, what was your background, and you know, what exactly is your role at Woodbine now?
So I started at Woodbine in May of 2021, and I've been in my role since then as the Director of Events, Marketing, and Guest Experience. So I have the pleasure of working with several different team members on initiatives like refreshing some spaces within our grandstand, opening some of our new restaurant and hospitality outlets, and planning our special events. So the Kentucky Derby party is one of them. And then, of course, the King's Plate as our other major project. So lots of very exciting and large-scale events and marketing initiatives that we're taking on in our department.
And what's your own history with horse racing and horses?
So I actually have always been super keen on horse racing, but have never really had the opportunity to become super immersed in the sport. So when I saw that there was an opening at Woodbine Racetrack, I really jumped on it. I mean, there's such a beautiful storied history within our city and our community and the horse racing industry. And I'm so happy to be finally a part of it at Woodbine.
Well, you just touched on the fact that the King's Plate is one of the other major events coming up in August. Is there any scoops that you can give us and with what's going on and something that the listeners may want to hear now?
Yes, I can give you the scoop.
Oh,
so,
good.
as of today, our tickets are now on sale for the general public, which is very exciting. So we've got our grandstand tickets all available on sale at kingsplate.com or via Ticketmaster. And then we're also bringing back the Hats and Horseshoes party. I know
a lot
of people said that they loved it. So we're bringing it back this year, and tickets are available for that as well. On Ticketmaster or on our King's Plate website. And we're excited to double our attendance from last year. So we're looking to welcome 20,000 guests on site. So we are very, very excited and very eager to host our King's Plate guests.
And do you think it's going to make a difference that it's going to be run on a Saturday?
We think so. Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, sometimes Saturday people feel a little bit more inclined to go out and have fun and enjoy the summertime. So we're also excited to have, you know, the Sunday to relax a little bit as opposed to going right back to the office on Monday. Right.
And I ask this every year. Any idea who from the royal family might be in attendance and also who's going to be performing?
Great questions. My lips are sealed for the meantime. So you'll have to just stay tuned and we'll keep you guys posted.
So the event that you're having next Saturday, the Kentucky Derby Party, that's the new room that you were talking about, right? So is that room going to play a major role on King's Plate Day?
Yes, so we are hosting our Kentucky Derby Day party in the new Turf Lounge. Mm-hmm. Some of our guests might recognize the space. It used to be called Favorites, so
right,
it was a buffet space. It's now been converted to a large event space for different types of events. It will absolutely play a big role in King's Plate, so we'll be welcoming guests to dine in the restaurant there as well for King's Plate. The one exciting thing I wanted to tell you guys about Derby Day is that it's not just the party that we're having. So our grandstand is full. All of the dining rooms are open and available for reservations. And we've got tons of people that that join us on Derby Day. So if the party isn't your thing, but you still want to come out to the racetrack, we are more than excited to host you.
That sounds exciting. That is just great. So no one does anything alone, especially at Woodbine. It is a team effort. So talk to us about you and the rest of the team. How do you come up with the ideas to further market Woodbine and to create an even greater guest experience? Is there a war room that you sit in and you toss around ideas and some of them stick? How does that work, Kelly?
I have the pleasure of working with some of the smartest and most thoughtful and hardworking people at Woodbine. It really just honestly is such an incredible group of people. And they are all so skilled and proficient in their different departments. So anytime we come up with a crazy idea, we all get together, everybody brings their expertise to the table, and we make it happen. So all of the amazing initiatives that you'll see happening at Woodbine Racetrack really are the product of such an incredible team across the whole company, really. And everyone is just so incredible, and I'm very excited for everyone to see all the different projects we've been working on, because the building is buzzing currently. There's a lot of new exciting things happening, and so we're very excited.
You sound like a very enthusiastic person. So what was your background before you came to Woodbine?
So before I was at Woodbine, I worked at the Canadian Football League for 6 years. And I was also in brand events and marketing at the CFL as well.
So your paths crossed, yours and, say, Jim Lawson, for instance, the former CEO of Woodbine, and all of the other people. There seems to be this sort of partnership between the CFL and Woodbine somehow.
Absolutely, yes. There are a lot of ex-CFL staff members that work here now. It's just, you know, it's a really lovely group of people, and there is very deep ties between the CFL and Woodbine Racetrack as well.
And there's obviously, I think, some synergies, right, in the marketing of, like, horse racing and the marketing of the Canadian Football League, right? You've got a lot of crossover. They're both sports. There's people involved. And, you know, what is the major synergy, do you think?
The coolest thing about the two sports is that there's such a storied history within, you know, our community in Toronto, but also Canada. The coincidences that I experienced when I would, you know, run into somebody and tell them where I worked, and they had a story about, you know, their grandfather or their grandmother or their mom or aunt connected to, at the time, football, but now I'm hearing stories about their connections to horse racing. So it really just is such a storied institution on both sides, and the connection to the community is just a really impactful thing that I really enjoy hearing when I meet these people.
Kelly, Woodbine is undergoing a massive transformation. All that acreage is going to be turned into, you know, live, work, and play. Can you tell us about that? We haven't heard much about it lately. What's the status? What are you looking forward to in the coming months and years?
So there are a lot of exciting projects that are going on at Woodbine Racetrack. Every time I come onto the property, there are new structures going up and new equipment and everything. So it's constantly evolving and changing. The new casino that's been opened, the new hotel, the new theater, 5,000-person entertainment venue that can host concerts and boxing matches and conferences. It's really, really incredible. So they're, you know, going to be opening some new retail spots in the coming months. And it's just, it's all coming together. I just, you have to come on site to see it for yourself. It really is impactful.
Any chance there might be a CFL football field built on the property? And that was an idea of our producer, Phil McCabe.
That sounds like a very fun idea. I think we would all appreciate that, so we could play some pickup.
Well, Kelly, thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming on, and good luck today at opening day, and we'll have to have you on real soon again.
Thanks so much. We hope to see you guys soon.
We will see you soon. Thank you, Kelly.
My absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
When we come back, still at Woodbine, track announcer Robert Geller joins us on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. We can't wait.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
Ontario Racing, the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing at 15 racetracks. We are the voice of the Ontario horse racing industry, and we direct breed improvement programs, set annual race dates, and work on attracting new horse owners and race fans. Ontario Racing is committed to supporting a vibrant industry with one vision, working together for a stronger horse racing community. To get your horsepower, go to OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. There is a special guest joining us, and you know, I'm going to do something a little different. Would you please identify yourself so that we hear your voice?
Well, they're all in and locked up. It's Robert Geller.
We knew it. Good to have you with us, Robert Geller, the voice of Woodbine Thoroughbred Racing. How have you been, and how was your downtime from Woodbine?
I have been pretty well adapting to the change of scenery and climate getting back into Toronto from Australia. And it was summer down there, and really a wonderful time because I got to see my family, reconnected with my roots, and I just really enjoyed seeing racing there as well. I think one of the highlights, though, Anne, of my off-season was a trip to Barbados. I took an opportunity to go and see the Gold Cup, which is traditionally the biggest race day on their calendar. I'd never been to Barbados before, and there's a huge racing community at Woodbine here from the Bayesian community, from Barbados, that has had an enormous influence. The most well-known is Patrick Husband. So getting to be in the moment to experience that and the atmosphere at the racetrack, the garrison, was something I'll always remember. It was quite fantastic.
And Patrick has just been announced that he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's right. I mean, he is such an icon there, and he's an icon here. He's established himself at every single level. He's won, you know, pretty much everything that you can win, including last year's King's Plate. So it's really appropriate that he's been nominated, and I'm very happy for him.
And obviously today is a big day for you, right? It's opening day of Woodbine. How many opening days has this been for you now?
hard to believe that I'm coming into the 10th season, Larry, and I feel like I've just started.
Do you ever get nervous, Robert?
I do. I think certain race days you get more nerves because of the pressure that's put on you. Some of that pressure is self-inflicted because mm-hmm. you want to do well, and you know that certain race replays, they're going to be in history books. So, excuse me, like it or not, you have to work with that. But there are days when I think a little bit of nerves, a little bit of adrenaline is actually needed because you don't want to be too flat. So it's a fine balance. But starting back into, say, this season today, I feel like I'm looking forward to this first race because then it'll be back into gears. But it's just not knowing, with a little bit of a break, how I'll feel about where I'm placed in terms of rustiness or not. But I had that one call in Barbados. I was a guest there, and that was in March. So that was nice to see that off a layoff, I could do okay.
Of course.
So what is it that makes opening day so special and causes this nerves and that for you?
Well, it's like a clean slate. I think what it is the opportunity to see some of the great horses that were last year's stars return. They're not all starting on opening day, but there are a number of really good names here that are racing on this first day. And I think it's the opportunity to see fresh faces who come into Woodbine and certainly new horses. But it's the fact that every season, every single owner and trainer and jockey and myself as an announcer look forward to the anticipation of what will be the script this year. What will be the highlights? We're always predicting in racing. We've always got opinions. And the racing always changes that once the races start. So we're going to be seeing a lot of, I think, tremendous race days. We have our signature days, but we also have, I think, an increased determination to bring back good breeding and good quality thoroughbreds to this area.
Robert, do you think this could be one of the best seasons ever for thoroughbred racing out of Woodbine?
I do. I think that we've seen some interesting developments in ownership. We've had some really nice ownership syndicates form, such as the Canuck Racing Club. We've had certain breeders who really committed into bringing in horses that may not have raced in Woodbine before, that might have gone to the States, and they're going to race them here. I feel like every race year, the colony of jockeys gets a little bit stronger, and my feeling is that this will be a very competitive year across the board for all the trainers and jockeys, because I thought Sahin Savachi's run at the title last year was very impressive. He lost a number of race days. I think so did Kazushi. I think they'll have a very interesting chance to rekindle their rivalry. And we've seen some up-and-coming trainers who are certainly looking to make their mark. I know Safi Joseph Jr. is going to be here all season, and he's done very well in the past in stakes races.
Well, let's talking about stakes races, Robert. Next week, there's a big race, isn't there? The Kentucky Derby. And and, of course, last year, I was going to ask if you've been following the Kentucky Derby trail like you did last year. And, you know, you came on this show and said you liked the horse by the name of Mage. And
what happened?
And we didn't listen, and Mage won. So, like, who do you like this year?
Well, I haven't followed it closely because I always like to keep a little distance. But recently I did take a look, and I do think the horse that's caught my eye is Sierra Leone. I'd like to be able to come up with a long shot, but I have a feeling that if Sierra Leone is able to get a clean trip and unfurl, that is a special horse. I think the turn of foot that I've seen with Sierra Leone is amazing. I'm very impressed with every aspect of this horse. The question for the Derby is, you know, what will the pace of the race be like? For a horse like Sierra Leone, you know, who gets a long, long way back, it needs a fast pace, that race. The Kentucky Derby, you never know. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are enough speed horses signed on. I do see a number of chances. Obviously, there are horses that like to race near the lead, like Fierceness, and there's a horse like Catching Freedom who comes from the back as well. But I think if Sierra Leone runs to the price tag that the owners paid for this horse, mm-hmm. which was over $2 million, this horse could be very special. But could be a victim of circumstances. I think there are long shots to consider. I'm excited to see Japanese runners again, and Kazushi Kimura has a ride, Tio Password. We have a horse in Forever Young from Japan who's never been beaten. But I did feel that the race would go through Sierra Leone, and I did see, you know, that this could be more of a favorites year than a long shot year, I felt.
Is it in your wildest dreams to ever think about maybe calling the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I don't think it'll happen because I think that what happens is there's the racetrack announcer on track and then there's the NBC feed. And they're the only two chances you really have to do that.
Right.
Unless, you know, it was by design that someone said as an owner or trainer, they'd like the race beamed back to Canada with my voice on it. I don't see that it would be happening. But Mark Cassie does have horses.
Yeah, true. Very true.
And you never know. But I, you know, I'm certainly very aware that there are so very few opportunities in our industry to get to call races like that, and good for those who do, because, you know, obviously you have to work for Churchill or NBC, but you never know.
Never know.
I mean, same with, I always said to Roger Atfield, please send a horse to the Melbourne Cup so I can get a chance to call that race for us.
And someday he'll listen.
Yeah. Well, here's a tough question for you, Robert, because I like giving you these zingers here. How many races would you say that you have called in your career? And do you remember the first one, and where was it?
Wow, that's a lot, Larry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is a lot, because I have to do a lot of arithmetic, and that's not my forte. But I would say, let's see, I actually haven't got a figure on the amount. I'm trying to remember the first race I called. The first race I called publicly, you know, I'd been practicing and I had been invited to do some small trial races. You could call those officially my first race call. They were harness trials in a place called Morong and Sebastian in Victoria, which was many, many miles drive, about 3.5 hours drive out of Melbourne. Mm. But there was an interesting incident, and I might call this one of my first public calls. Was I was at the racetrack as a bookmaker's clerk at a racetrack, which was a picnic racetrack, Alexandria, and I was hearing an announcement saying, if anyone is out there who thinks they can call a race, please come forward. And I was like, oh my God, I've been practicing all this time, I'm going to go up and tell them. And I ended up getting a chance to divide the race day with another aspiring race caller who was also going to answer that request. And that came out as one of my first race calls ever. I don't know how many, though. Gosh, how many races does Woodbine have per year times 10? You know, that was 133 times 10 years and then 9 years. And then you've got Jockey Club in Hong Kong that was about, I don't know, maybe close to, maybe not as many as that. Maybe,
what you say?
I don't know, twice a week. So, I have no idea. I really don't want to look back, though. I want to look forward.
I get you.
I'd like
I hear
to be
you.
Calling thousands more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that we lose track.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, you've said a couple of times, oh, I was practicing. How did you practice as a novice race caller? How did you do it?
I would ask for a space in a racetrack area to be able to stand and practice race calling in Australia. And a lot of tracks are willing to do that because they value commentators a lot. And at that time, especially because it was a different world with just radio a lot of the time and on-track calling. And there was certainly TV, but it was taking the voice of the people on track. So they would say to me, you know, we can give you this space, and I'd go to those tracks. I'd drive miles out to go to those tracks. I'd just take my binoculars, tape recorder, and myself, and just do that, and get a word of mouth that they need someone to do harness trials here or greyhound trials here, or there's a certain thoroughbred trial here, and you just travel constantly to get to those places. It was usually on the weekends. Sometimes in the middle of the week where I had a day off, but it was for years I was doing that. And before that, I must say, I built a sort of, not built, but I created a little racetrack in my childhood that gave me what I thought was the basis and foundation of that, because I was practicing calling as a child in my head and out loud in my bedroom. And then I think all of that comes together to make a foundation for race callers.
And the rest is history, Robert.
I don't know about history. I don't want history. I want
future.
You want future.
That's right. Yes, we now understand that completely. So let's look forward to Robert Geller. What do you think this season's going to be like for you?
I don't know. I never put too much pressure, but I'm excited. I feel like this is a year for me to really follow some of my ability to look at horses in the post parade better and get my hunches, really trust my hunches on horses. One of the things over the years as a skill is being able to read body language of horses. And I never really, you know, most race callers, it's all about just the position they're in. The announcer's always looking at getting the names right. And of course, that really is essential. But there's another level, and that's reading the race and the ability to really tune in before the race, too, to the moments that are suggesting, oh, this horse is a little bit off his game, or this one might be really on the toes and she looks ready to win. I like all that, and I'm starting to bring in more of that in my own professional. I know there's only a small place for it, but I want to find that place. But race calling to me is a joy. I just love it, and once the gates open, I'm very happy.
Well, quick question, quick answer. Did you look at today's racing form at Woodbine, and is there a play that you like?
You know, it's a great card today. I think there is a couple of interesting horses on Bullet Works. I thought Bota Swing was very interesting. Here's a horse that hasn't raced much, and Barbara Minshall's put a Bullet Work in race 7, number 3. I noticed a Bullet Work for a horse called Miss Vivianne in the same race. I look at those two as very hard to beat, the 7. So the 3 and 7 there. And I watched a replay of a horse called Woods Point, which is race 5, horse 1. Godolphin trained. Very, very good run. That was at Turfway Park, so has been winter experienced with one run. And there's a first-time starter in the same race, the 5 Essex Serpent, who has been Kings Plate nominated. And that horse is Mark Cassie trained, a first timer with very good work. So I'm going to look at exactas with those, but I'll probably suggest to look at them on the track because as we get closer to the race, it changes.
Yeah, it does. And well, good luck today. Call some successful races, successful bets there, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Anne, and thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. After the break, when we come back, the newest inductees into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame when Linda Rainey joins us on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big Ams' exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7. Very exciting to be joined by a true friend of the show, Linda Rainey, the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame's managing director. Linda, it was a busy week. We've got lots to talk about. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Ann. Yes, it was a busy week. We've announced our class of 2024 earlier this week, and it's a great group of horses and people that we're going to be recognizing this year.
Well, let's recognize them. Give us a rundown of who they were, Linda.
Well, I'm thrilled to say that we have representatives reaching right from British Columbia through to PEI this year on our roster. I'll just go through the names of them and the categories they were inducted into, and then if we wanted to talk about others in more detail, we can.
Perfect.
So we have, on the thoroughbred side, we have Glenn Todd, a builder from British Columbia. We have female horse Starship Jubilee. We have jockey Patrick Husband. Channel Maker in our male horse category, Dan Vella, a trainer, and veteran Richard Grubb, who was a longtime jockey. On our standardbred side, we have Dr. Moira Gunn as a builder. We have Sylvain Fillion, driver, female horse Be a Magician, Ed Tracy, also in our driver category, Dr. Ian Moore, who's a trainer, and Ross Cowboy Curran as one of our veteran inductees this year. So that's 12 in total, 9 people, 3 horses, and a great group.
How difficult was it for you and the others involved to make the decision to cut it down to the final 12?
Well, I'm not involved in the decision making. I do the administration on the whole process. And we have 20 people for each breed who vote from the list of finalists they're provided with, and it's all done secret ballot from there. Mm. So I don't know what the individual information is, but we're thrilled with the results that we got.
And the criteria, do you know what the panel is looking for?
They're looking for a composite in a career, success in a career, major milestones. They look at earnings, they look at speed, if it's horses, stake wins, awards they've won. With the people, it's the contribution they've made to the sport. Again, depending on the category, builders, it could be anything from, I mentioned Dr. Moira Gunn. She's a veterinarian that has a tremendous knowledge in the area of breeding. And Glenn Todd, our builder on the thoroughbred side, he has been everything from an owner to a trainer. He was Canada's outstanding owner 1 year, and he was incredibly supportive of Hastings when they were in financial trouble, and he provided them with a very significant financial no interest loan to that track. So there has to be a significant contribution to the sport.
It's all going to wrap up on August the 7th, right, Linda? There's the induction ceremonies where they get put into the Hall of Fame. Talk about that, and where is it?
That we traditionally hold, and we are doing it again this year. Our induction gala will be on August 7th, held at the Mississauga Convention Center. They've done a great job for us for years, and it's a great location that kind of splits the distance between where the majority of standardbred people are located west of the city and the majority of thoroughbred people are located north of the city. It's a full-on ceremony for all 12 individuals. We do biography videos. They have thank you speeches. It's a 4-course meal, and we'll have additional information and tickets available. It's open for purchase to tickets to the public. That will be available come May.
Wow. And what does it mean to an inductee to be part of the Hall of Fame?
It really is the highest honor that can be given to someone within the horse racing industry to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. It recognizes a body of work. As I mentioned, we are looking for significant contributions to the sport in whatever category it is that they're involved with. And with the response we get back when people find out that they're going to be going into the hall is so touching. Mm-hmm. Just hear that reaction. And in a couple of cases, individuals have passed. In the case of Glenn Todd, Ross Curran, and Ed Tracy, all those individuals have passed. So to have their legacy continue as someone who is recognized by the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame means a great deal to their family.
Well, let's talk about the Hall of Fame, Linda. We've probably had a lot more listeners come on to the show, and we probably asked you this question last time you were on to talk about, you know, talk about some of the more interesting displays that people could visit at the Hall of Fame, which is at Woodbine.
Yes, it's located at Woodbine. Immediately inside the doors when you go in at the west end of the grandstand building. And on the walls of the Hall of Fame, there are over 500 stories now. The Hall of Fame will be celebrating our 50th anniversary come 2026. So you can imagine over the years the number of stories that have been told and are kept within those walls. We also have a really interesting website, CanadianHorseRacingHallOfFame.com, and all the biographies of our inductees are included on that site as well. So if you can't get to the hall, you can definitely find out about all of our inductees on the website. Within the halls, we cover everybody from E.P. Taylor and Charles Armstrong to Some Beach Somewhere and Northern Dancer to more contemporary individuals as well. So it's a walkthrough history of Canadian horse racing, which, believe it or not, is 100 years older than our country. Wow. We have records that go back to July 1st, 1767 of a horse race that took place on the Plains of Abraham. We have a newspaper account of that, actually. And everybody who has excelled within the sport over the past 250 plus years.
Incredible. And so you mentioned that the 50th anniversary of the Hall of Fame is in 2026. So that puts it at 48 years this year. How did it all get started?
It was a collection of racetrackers, including a gentleman by the name of Lou Cause. Lou was a historian. He was a sports historian and a racing historian, or is a sports historian and a racing historian. He was the first managing director of the hall, and it was a combination of journalists, racing journalists, and horsemen that put the concept together, realizing that there were so many other sports in the country that were recognized with halls of fame, but not for the sport of horse racing. And we're somewhat unique in the fact that we recognize both standardbred harness racing and thoroughbred racing in the hall. Unlike down in the States, there is a thoroughbred racing museum, and then there is a harness racing museum in a separate town.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself now, Linda. You've been with the hall now for, I'm going to say, several years.
Let's go with 12.
Well, that's a lot more than several, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 12, yes.
Yeah. What was it that appealed to you about the Hall of Fame that you wanted to work there?
It was a combination of things. My dad had a few standardbreds when I was growing up, so I'd always been kind of aware of the standardbred industry, the racing industry, because of that. And had loved horses my entire life. I had been in a couple of different positions prior to that that provided a lot of the skills that I needed. And I actually was talking to a friend one day and said, you know what, I'm kind of burnt out in what I'm doing. I really would love it if I could find something involved with horses. And it was a few weeks later that she sent me a note with a link on it. And it said, it's written for you, go for it. And That's how I came about this job.
And this is a personal question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you ever been starstruck, whether it's human or horse?
Yeah, I have actually. Meeting Sandy Hawley for the first time, a little starstruck there.
Yeah.
being in the presence of the connections of Sun Beach Somewhere. A little starstruck there. getting to know the people and the commitments that they have within the industry. It's always an impressive environment to be working in when you're doing that.
So you mentioned earlier that your dad had some horses and that obviously helped attract you and give you some interest in horse racing, right?
But
yes. Was there maybe a race or a horse that you watched race and probably win, and you said, wow, you know, I want to get more involved with this business.
I don't know whether I made the decision to get involved with the business when I saw it, but I think everybody can recall that was around at the time, recall the incredible races of Secretariat,
mm-hmm.
Watching that Kentucky Derby and the series of races, and we're fortunate enough to have Secretariat in our Hall of Fame now. So that definitely would be one. Later on, the stories of Niatros, that would come to mind on the Standardbred side. And yeah, just having the connection with the horses in general is great.
So it's Saturday, April the 27th. The induction ceremonies take place on August the 7th. So what happens between now and then?
Well, there's lots of planning. There's lots of ticket sales. We produce videos on each of our inductees, thanks to the help of Woodbine's broadcast department, incredible group of people to work with. We produce a full four-color program that we sell advertising in. We are a registered charity, so funding is always a challenge, so that's one of our fundraising opportunities. And we do hold a welcome reception in the next few weeks for all of our current inductees, our new inductees that are coming in, and we do an unveiling of our inductees from 22 and 23. So that's held in the hall in approximately 3 to 4 weeks. So all of that, plus all of the other bits and pieces involved in organizing an event for 300 people.
Yeah.
It keeps us busy.
Oh, I'd say, no rest for the weary.
None.
Well, before we let you go, Linda, I just want to ask you about the tickets again for August the 7th. Maybe if you want to give a plug out so that, where the ceremony is taking place, what time does it start, the cost, and how do people get tickets?
Yeah, we're not really announcing final details on the tickets quite yet. We'll be doing that in early May, but I can tell you that if you keep an eye on our website, keep an eye on the Hall of Fame social media feeds,
mm-hmm.
We will have details on there about where to purchase tickets, how to purchase tickets, and costs, and it's a four-course dinner. You're right in the midst of all of the current inductees, past inductees. We always do a big class picture at the beginning of the evening with not only the current inductees and connections, but we include all of the other past inductees who are in attendance as well. So that's always a memorable part of the evening. Like I said, we do a four-course dinner, award ceremony. There's generally a fundraising component to the evening as well. So it's a big night, and we're very proud of what we're able to do for our inductees.
Well, give the website out one more time so that people can, in May, look and buy some tickets.
CanadianHorseRacingHallOfFame.com, or we're available on Facebook or Twitter as well. And we have a very active Facebook page in particular.
Linda Rainey, such a pleasure. The Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Thanks for doing this.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
After the break, Larry Simpson looks at some racing action today around North America, including Woodbine Mohawk Park, and some racing at several other North American tracks. So please make sure your HPI accounts and Dark Horse app are ready to work overtime today. Stay with us for Lucky Larry's Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 105.9 The Region.com.
Discover a new breed of excitement with live horse racing. Ontario Racing represents 15 racetracks where you can experience the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing. To find the racetrack nearest you, go to OntarioRacing.com. New to betting? Check out our Betting 101 page and learn about the HPI Bet wagering platform and the Dark Horse app. The best and safest online betting options. Get your horsepower at OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA promotes the exchange of ideas to further advance, market, and preserve live racing in Ontario while offering new thoroughbred ownership opportunities. Membership to the HBPA is free for owners and trainers. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728 or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Before we wrap up our show, what would Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, be without a couple of possible betting opportunities and potential betting gems as Lucky Larry gives us his Ponies Picks of the Day? Sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing, we begin at Santa Anita.
Yep, Santa Anita has an 11 race card today, and race 11 is a maiden special weight for maiden fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old. It's a mile and an eighth on the turf, a purse of $54,000. There's a field of 10 entered, including what I believe could be a sleeper play in number 7, Criticism, whose two starts back was in a ton of trouble and finished 4th, beaten 2 1/4 lengths. Her last start was also a solid effort where she finished a close 5th, beaten 1 1/2 lengths. That last race was Criticism's first race on grass at 6 furlongs. Today she goes a distance of ground, so expect a speed performance today. There doesn't seem to be a lot of other speed signed on. Trainer Phil D'Amato has worked Criticism twice, including 1 at 5 furlongs and 1:02 handily. I'm looking for another good performance from this girl today. Santa Anita, race 11, number 7, Criticism. Well, Churchill Downs is 1 week away from Kentucky Derby Day, but today they host a night card of 10 races. Race 9 is the Proxylana Overnight for fillies and mares, a purse of $200,000. 10 have been entered, including number 6, Dazzling Blue, from the potent duo of friend of the show Flo Giroux and trainer Brad Cox, who combined are hitting at 30% in 2023 and 2024. Dazzling Blue looks like she has a big opportunity to add to this impressive numbers as she enters today's race with a string of 3 good 5-furlong works. She was last seen last October with a 3rd-place finish in the Grade 2 Ravens Run Stakes after 2 other graded stake placings in 2 prior races. And if you're concerned by the layoff, never fear. In 2022, Dazzling Blue made her debut and won by 4 lengths. And last season, she made her season debut at Churchill on May 23rd and romped to 8 3/4 length win. Brad Cox is also 33% with horses racing off of a layoff and 180-plus days. Those Churchill Downs, race 9, number 6, Dazzling Blue. Woodbine Mohawk Park has a number 12 race card tonight, and race 11 is a 1-mile pace for a purse of $18,000. A field of 8 have been entered, including number 4, Mr. Abiza N, who literally had no shot at all last week when he was racing a class higher leaving from the 8-hole. He did get moving late in the race where he closed from 8th, 9 lengths out of it, to finish 3rd, beaten 4 lengths with a last quarter in 25-4. Friend of the show, Doug McNair, takes over the reins tonight. And ironically, the last time Mr. Abiza N was in a similar class, like tonight, he was a winner, and guess who was driving? Doug McNair.
Oh.
There's a lot to like tonight. So Woodbine Mohawk Park, race 11, number 4, Mr. Abiza N.
Thank you, Larry. By the way, see you a little later at Woodbine. And I want to say thanks and hello to Mark at Fans of Horse Racing. Thank you, Mark, and hello. Goodbye, and thank you all for joining us for this edition of Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Just a little reminder, if you would like to receive a free digital copy of the current issue of Ponies 24/7 magazine, and a new one, it's brilliant, by the way, was recently released, email Larry Simpson at theponies247experience@gmail.com. And don't forget about the Ponies 24/7 Lymphoma Canada campaign, Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma. For more information on this, go to the landing page, lymphoma.ca/ponies, and please donate to this cause. Stay with 105.9 The Region all weekend long, and thank you so much for listening.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine with Ann Romer and Larry Simpson, has been brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 for more from the world of horse racing. This is 105.9 The Region.